otherwise booked.
Someone asked a cashier yesterday, it was your cashier, about the area of the floor. I'm going to come back to that. Chaim, a long time ago, you asked a cashier about a shinui with, using, wetting a cloth and then carrying it with a shinui. I didn't machavek, I never machavek, but the maaser, I didn't think it was much of a terrace. But today, when I was looking around a little bit, the maaser, I did come across it, so Baruch Hashem, I'm pleased you're here tonight. All right. Okay, everybody, let's just make a quick sikkum of what we said yesterday. What did we say yesterday? Yesterday we spoke about cleaning dirty floors. Let's make a quick sikkum. We spoke about, there's an issa. Let's not talk about carpet for the time, but we're going to talk about normal flooring, hard flooring, where there's no chashash of ashre gumes, there's no earthenware floors. I would even know, what? Not like there's no chashash because it's all the tile, it's paved. Even so, we said the ma'aser apostrom machmir, they say that there's an issa still of hadochas or ritzvot nowadays, and we don't make the special heter, the bi'alocha. The bi'alocha's got a heter by sweeping. The bi'alocha says that since in the town, all the houses nowadays inside town are paved, there's no issue of a sweeping of floor, even though it's the same gezeirah. But the poskim don't extend this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah to washing a floor. They say it's toshim tzorach, and therefore washing a floor does not have this heter on Shabbos. So we spoke yesterday about a problem if someone's got a dirty floor, what you can do. So let's talk about, first of all, a small area of the floor which was dirty. That's what we said yesterday. A small spillage in the area. So then we said that was a machloka between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissim Karelis. So Shlomo Zalman said a small area on the floor to put a bit of water on and just wipe it up, that's not the Gezeiras Chazal. Gezeiras Chazal was when washing an area, one's washing a proper flooring, the whole floor, either. I don't know, it doesn't sound, one minute, I'm going to read out his lashon, yeah? That's what the problem is. Just a small area where you're going to pin a little area which is a bit dirty, you put a bit of water on that and you wipe that, that's not in the Gezeiras. What? Tissue. That's the tissues are the safest, yeah? Tissues are the safest. And others hold, the Maaser, Mr. Karelis, and others hold, there's no chiddush. The Chazal made a Gezeiras Hadochas Ritz by washing a floor, makes no difference how big the area is. So today I looked at Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm not much wiser. I must be honest. I'm not much wiser. I want to read out his Loshen. It's in Chav Gimel. Gam esa shemuta little mayim and a mokum hamaluchlach shabaritz b'ravat. That's his Loshen. You can put a little bit of water on the dirty place on the flooring, or the nage ba'ofen hamuta, and wipe it up in an ofen hamuta. It doesn't say how big the area must be. So I did look at the loshen. The ein zeh bechal is a shtivus haritzpa. That's not included in washing floors. I can't tell you more than that. I can't see more in this loshen how big the area is. It's a good question. How big does this go? You have a big spillage on the floor. How far can you rely on this Shlomo Zalman's heter that just a small area to put a bit of water on and wipe it up is allowed? I don't know. I can't say more than that. So that's number one. That's case number one, yeah? So you've got a sticky floor, and you want to pour a bit of liquid onto that sticky floor in order to loosen the dirt or whatever it is, and then wipe out with tissues. So we're saying that's a bit of a machlokes. What you can do is, l'chore, that's possible. So take your hand with a bit of water on and rub the dirt on the floor. That's not called washing, I don't think, at all. That loosens the dirt, and then you can take a tissue and wipe it up. That is more to everyone, I would have thought. That's better. You're not pouring water on the floor. The whole shayla over here from Mr. Karelis is saying that you're pouring water on the floor and you're wiping it out. That looks like a docha. To pour on your hand a bit of water and then rub that area, that is much better. Chayla. Okay, that's number one. Then we spoke about spraying a bit of disinfectant on there. We said that's mutter, spraying disinfectant, as long as you don't wipe it up. The whole issa of hadocha is to put water on and then wipe it up. Just to spray a bit of water on, or even to pour a little bit of water on that area and just leave it, that's not nechal, because there is chazal, yeah? That's not chazal, because there is chazal is washing. No person normally washes, just pours water on and leaves it there. So just to pour water on and leave it there, it'll dry by itself, that's okay. The Maaser, we also said yesterday from Erech Shabbos, also very important halacha this over here, also worth mentioning. The Maaser, someone's got a spillage, which can be dangerous. The Moshe, some oil spilt. So that can be dangerous, someone can slip. So then he said over here, that's there's a danger to people. That he said is mutter. That's mutter to wipe up. We don't make a gezeira in that case. The gezeira is chazal, don't apply when there's a danger. Where was that? Rosh Shabbos? Peret Yudches Mem Zayin, I think. Peret Yudches. Hold on a minute. Yes, the Kodesh HaKalach, the Kodesh Nishma Shem, and I got a Ritzpa, oil spilt, Mutter that there's a Ritzpa, but Michael Sheena also in the Chosis Guni. Should you use something that's not absorbent, that's Mutter. Even if it's a big area, that's Mutter to do. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, right. He's obviously talking about putting some water on as well, Stomp. He's talking about obviously pouring water on as well. Yeah, you're right. Just to wipe out, no problem at all. He's obviously talking about it's oily, so you have to dilute it a bit to make it a bit. There's no problem that way. Okay, that's what we said. This is what the Chaim was asking. So he speaks about this shail over here. Let's talk about water that fell onto the floor. If you've got a special cloth which is designated for soaping up, absorbing liquids that you can use, obviously you must be careful not to squeeze the shmata. This is a big spillage happened on the floor. Someone spilled a jug of orange you spilled on the floor. A big spillage on the floor. What you should do, also nagbon, mustn't dry it, because then if you put a towel, you clean up with a towel, the towel gets wet, there's a gzeri you might come and squeeze it out. But he said, what you can do is mutter lo niyab mat this al gabe an noyz in my room, and you can pour a towel on the liquid. Just leave it there. That you can do. So you can take the towel, you put it over the liquid which is there, and you just leave the towel there. You don't pick up. That means when the egg is there, you might come and squeeze it out when you lift it up. If you're not going to lift it up, you're just going to leave it there. That's mutter, he says. But ashir and koyim b'mi la'asir v'shom. V'ein mokum not less so lidra come out. You're not. You're allowed to walk on there. There's no problem walking there. Then he says, your shtigel toyo. La'hosir es hamatis al day makul the kadoma to remove the towel with a stick. That means he's doing a shinui. It's mukta, and he's doing it in an abnormal way. Sheloi nischam and al noizim less from bars. Not taka, no problem. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's taka allowed to do. You're allowed to do that. So if you want to get rid of your towel, that's the way to do it. Okay, let's move on to today's topic.
Full liquid.
Yeah.
There's no
problem with Skeeter. What is the wrong Skeeter? Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. We're not worried about Skeeter. It looks like it.
So you can do it.
It's not cleaning. You're not rubbing off. You're just lifting up. It's not cleaning.
There's a leak on the floor. You put a towel over it.
It looks like it. It's a hitter, yeah. I don't know if I
see the water dripping out.
Yeah, but that's surface. It's called that surface water. We said that on the last time. That's called surface water. I mean, that will come out anyway. If we leave that on the pile, that would also... Then we also said about a mop, using a mop. A mop is a much more serious problem. Yeah? That we said already yesterday. I just want to clarify this point. A mop, obviously, is much worse, yeah? You happy there? You're not happy. A mop is much worse. To mop a floor on Shabbos, there's no heter. Because there, you're doing the iss of melabbing. Every time you put the mop head into the water, you're doing melabbing. Cleaning it, and then as you wash the floor, you do a skita. You've got two room in one, really, there. So that's very problematic. If the room smells very, very bad, it's very awkward there, the room. So we said you can get a goy to do a sponger, but more than that is very difficult to say. It's very tricky. I mean, what you can do, I don't know which non-Jew is going to do it for you, is you could tell a non-Jew to pour water on the floor and wipe out with tissues. That is mutter to do. Because that's only an issa de rabbanon of a mokum tsoira godel, shmus to shmus, mokum only shabbos. The mighty car, the room, his mum is smelly and it's not pleasant. But that's the only heta. I don't know which non Jew.
He decides to do it his own.
Yeah, you have to know it's very unlikely. Something which we said this yesterday, something which is very unlikely for a non Jew to do. If you tell a non Jew you've got to clear this whole room with tissues and water, I mean, it's very likely he's not going to listen to you. Yeah, but it's not normal. It's an abnormal thing to do. You can't expect a person to do something that's abnormal. It's not, it's loyal or dust. Bishop said yesterday, a person asked someone to washing up. So you can understand, we wash up in cold water, but no normal person will wash a floor with tissues. He has to go somewhere. He shouldn't be in that house. So lechaira, it's abnormal. Such a thing that doesn't help, I don't think. Then we said a chilis yesterday, I will repeat this, I found it a baby chilis yesterday, and I hope you're all sitting down for this. We said if someone's walked into a dog's mess, so he comes into the house, the mice has a very bad smell. I forgot to bring the Mishabrua again today, but the mice that comes out from lechaira, the Mishabrua, that dog smell is not a problem. You're allowed to make a broch still in that room, even though it's mummish, it's a foul smell. Most people go out of the room.
You can't clean it.
What?
You can't clean it.
Well, you can clean it the way we said, but I don't know what you're going to do. What? It's a bit of a problem. But the mice, it looks like there's no problem with what you call it, making brochas in that room. Except for the Bialocha. It's a bit chiddish, this, I must tell you. The Bialocha seems to say it's only a problem dog smell, the dog species is only, I'm not sure what it's called, soy of a dog, is only a problem if it's mixed with onus, with leather. Hopefully the dogs that we've got doesn't have this leather mixed in with them, so the mice there should be no problem. The only thing I was worried, which I don't know, the mice that someone else came to me yesterday, it could be the dog food that you have nowadays is different. I haven't checked in Tesco, I mean there's come out a whole aisle I think of dog food there. But maybe if they put grain in the dog food, maybe that makes a difference. I don't know, I asked the rabbi, he wasn't masking to this, he didn't say there was any chilek. The maaser, he said, as far as he's concerned, that you can make a bracha with the smell of a dog food. I'll tell you after. Alright, that's what we said yesterday. Okay, let's move on a bit, what Rabbi say. Today's topic is, what was today's topic? Our carpet sweeper. Oh, that's a nice one. No, interesting topic, this one. Carpet sweeper. You can pour water on and leave it there.
And then get a towel and put a towel over it.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. You can cover it over. You can put towels over it and cover it over. It'll take away the smell a bit. And you can pour it, and we said yesterday as well, you can spray it with disinfectant, yeah? That, we said yesterday, spraying with disinfectant, even on carpet, we said yesterday, is mutter. Because even though normally shriyoso zeh kibuso, soaking carpet with water is a problem, this is so minute, this liquid is so small, it's not so fair.
Yeah. I can't
be so much
showing that one. You can spray that between a small part of it.
If you want to be stoned on Shlomo Zalman, you can be, but first, if it's a big area, you have a problem, yeah? If it's going to be a big area, you're going to have a problem. Normally, with this dog's mess, it's not normally one small area.
Yes.
Well, that's the question. I don't know what his area is called.
Well,
someone's walked in normally, someone's coming from the outside into the house. But there are clouds, I'm not going to too many details, but that's normally how it goes.
It's small areas.
I'm sure. Shlomo Zalman's a chiddush, I must tell you. So you have to know how far you can extend Shlomo Zalman. I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. It comes out, you don't have to cover it. You can smell to your heart's content and make a brocha. That's what it looks like. That's a chiddush to me, I must say, it's a chiddush. Okay, coming on to a carpet sweeper, Rabbi said. Even though carpets are mechuba de karka, so someone might come along and tidy, you know what? I think melabin is only on garments that are movable. Because where was the melabin in the ring? On movable textiles. The maestro, the postum say that melabin applies who have been even to things that are stuck to the ground. So you've got a carpet on your floor, there's an issa of melabin on that area. So yes, a person can't clean carpet. I must tell you, the rabbi said, melabin is an issa of removing dirt which is penetrated into something. If you've got, a piece of paper, or whatever it is, something's lying on the floor, there's no melabin to take it off the floor. It's not penetrated into the surface, it's not penetrated into the fibres to make it, it's a melabin. Melabin has to be, it's entwined, it's gone into the material. Something which is lying on top, that's cloth from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about if someone's got a feather on his beged, there's no issus of the Shulchan Aruch to take that feather off. That's a question about muksa, but it might seem it's some melabin, there's no problem. A feather sits on top of the garment, it doesn't get into the garment. So that's claw. A normal thing that lies on top of the carpet, which is not penetrated into the carpet, there's no issus of melabin. Generally speaking, our carpets are clean before Shabbos. So it's true, we might have Sudra Shabbos on Friday nights and things do spill, but generally the carpet hasn't become so dirty that they could be gone mummies into the fibres of the carpet that there should be a problem to clean it up. How can you clean it up? That you could take a broom. You could take a broom and sweep that up. Can you use a carpet sweeper? I was just looking yesterday at the Argus catalogue to see about these carpet sweepers. Now, to me, I didn't tell my wife this, but the wife said, there's one there which looks like a robot. Unbelievable thing. You must program it. I don't know how you can do it on a time switch. Moves around. What? You do it on a time switch? I don't know. It's a very clever idea. So the wife said, that I don't know about on Shabbos, but that if you set it before Shabbos and you finish your meal, I don't know, it's set to go at 10 o'clock, I don't know if you can do it. The wife said, there's no noise. Oh, that I don't know. I didn't try out. It's quite an expensive machine. I can't believe it's so noisy. Maybe, I don't know, that's a good point, man, but it makes some noise. Well, okay, let's talk about it's quiet. So the maestro, you set it to go on at 10:15, it's in the room, and you make sure you clear out the area, and I can imagine 10:15, it starts going around, whizzing around the room, hoovering and clearing everything up, let's say it makes no noise, that would be alright. But we're talking about a carpet sweep which you have to push, which you use yourself, I mean, you take the handle, it's not that, also, now, I saw them yesterday, also, you can also, you've got these carpet sweepers. The maestro, now there's not so enough as I don't think, but people do, Eubanks, there's quite a Eubank here, can you use that on Shabbos? What? Is it? Can you use that on Shabbos? There's an interesting point over here. What's the Shaila? The Meister, the Poskim are, interestingly enough, not so happy with this. It's interesting that the Kudas are not happy with. What are they not happy with this carpet sweeper? So they raised 3 points. One is that there's a minig that even though Lamoshal, a person could really brush his jacket, Lamoshal, from feathers that are on there. The Meister, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bi'alocha that one should have a special one designated for Shabbat. One should use a special brush. That's the Mishnah Berurah here in Shin Beis Siv Aleph. of Ubdin the Chol. Mishnah Berurah says it's hard to know what the get of Ubdin the Chol is. Mishnah Berurah says in Shem Beis Sif Aleph Divrei Maaseh Ba'ayin.
One shouldn't use a brush which is made of hairs.
One shouldn't use one because one needs to have a designated keli for Shabbos. So any possible time there that a carpet sweeper is not designated, people use it in a week as well. It's a chiddush because often many people use
electric.
Oh, so that's a chiddush itself. I must say that's fine. The chiddush. Many people use a hoover during the week. It's not always true because you must realize if you've got small crumbs, then a person would very often use a sweeper for that. Yeah, it's not worth getting the hoover out for that. So it could be used. That's number one. Now, yeah. Could be. Yeah, that's a good shayla. He's right. With a broom, it should be the same problem. They do speak about this actually. Why is the broom different? It's a good point we're saying. Yeah, the chayla. How can you use your broom on Shabbos? If you'd say you need to have a special thing, so they do answer, come with the answer. This guy's a good kasher, you're a good company. I've got to look up the terrorists. But the Meister do ask kasher, it's a good kasher, he's asking, yeah? He's asked, according to what I'm telling you now, you have to have a special broom for Shabbos. Your wife might be happy, but it's a Shabbos broom. Yeah, the Chayyah doesn't answer, I can't know the answer. It's offhand, I can't really answer. I didn't think that kasher would come up tonight. Yeah, it was a good kasher. Okay, that's number one. Point two is another issue they raise, which is also interesting, is that if anyone's got one of these carpet sweepers, if you look after you've used it, you'll find a lot of fibers get caught into the actual machine. So some people time there could be a shade of Korea here. As you're sweeping, you're pulling out the fibers.
Usually it's a loose fluff on top of the car.
I'm not. Are you sure? It's a kiddush. Maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure. But this loose fluff, where does it go to normally?
You'll see it. It's minute.
Possibly, I don't know. It looks like it's pulling a bit. I don't know, especially if it's got these bristles. Which is quite. I'm not sure. What? Oh, the new one?
On new carpets.
Yeah.
It's full of
fluff. What? Before you start?
On new carpet,
it's full of
old carpets.
Oh, he's saying on old carpet. I'm not sure. So one sometimes it's Korea. I mean, you have to raise the ratio. Nichele is okalacha. Yeah. One has to know about that. It's not so. One has to know about that. And then one has to know. Another point is if the carpet is very dirty. And watch, let's say someone made a Shalom Zocher. This could be a problem. Someone made a Shalom Zocher, Rosh Hashem, he's got a Simcha, Sheva Brochas, a Mitzvah Suda, and a lot of mess on the floor. There, very often, people are trodden onto things and the crumbs have got stuck into the carpet itself. That is much worse. That could be even a problem with the broom. Because there, you're removing the stuff from inside the carpet. That could be a serious issue of Melabin. Even without water, yeah. We're machmir, you're going to see that's another thing. We are machmir that even without water is a problem. On that, the big machlokas is whether we, as Yisraelim, Yidden, are machmir, even if we don't use water, it's a malabin. The maisel, the gabi amir, the akum, that they say you can ask the goy to do that. So the goy could use your U-bag, let's say, for example, that wouldn't be such a problem. And he could take a sweeper and he could sweep up. Using a hoover, that's very problematic. I don't know exactly what the heter is for using a hoover. The chay, you've got two problems with a hoover. One is, let's say you've got a very, very messy room. So you tell the non-Jew to clear up for you on Shabbos. So problem number one is, there's a problem of ashtar milsa. That is, things which make a noise, which people can hear, and it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, people think it's being done on Shabbos. No one thinks that a hoover's been set on a time switch. So there's a problem of ashtar milsa that people think has been told to do on Shabbos, etc., etc. That's much more of an issue, so that's more problematic. Besides that, if you've got a very dirty room, I mean, if you've got a carpet sweeper in your house, then maybe you could say the goy could do it with a carpet sweeper. But many people haven't got these carpet sweepers, and there's no way the non-Jew will clean the carpet in a normal way. So using the hoover is the only way to clean it. That's very problematic. If you give a non-Jew a situation where he's trapped, the only way he can do it is be'issa, then the chayra, one has to know what justification is. I must say, I can't tell you everyone answers this. I don't know what justification is. I've seen quoted the Shema Godel, who was muttered, but I don't know what the heter is. I don't say the reason. And also, very often, these quotes are very misquoted. So unless a person knows clearly what the heter should be, the chayra is very hard to justify a hoover being used on Shabbos. It's very not easy at all to what do you call it? But I say, you can ask a non-Jew to sweep up, because that's all this through Drabonon, and to use a U-bank as well. I mean, you can rely on many shizzas, not just a problem, so a U-bank itself also is butter for a non-Jew to use. That's certainly without any question at all. So if one's got a dirty floor, one's got that problem, then one could do that. Using a hoover itself, that's more of an issue. Just, I want to finish on one other thing we missed out, I want to go back to this. I mean, it's coming to Ostra, Dachos, Ritzvah, a person mustn't wash a floor. So it's a bit interesting thing. Someone's toilet is dirty, for example. The bowl of the toilet is dirty. Can a person use a toilet brush to clean the toilet? So on that, apostle says, there's no adochus ritzba. There's no issa, even though it's mechubal karka. There's no adochus ritzba. Generally speaking, a toilet brush, madera klal, is stiff. The bristles are very stiff. The water does not get trapped in there. So madera klal, it should be mutter to use a toilet brush, lemoshal, I wouldn't saturate it with water, but you can put a bit of water on the chair. That the water that's there, which is moist, is only on the outside surface. If you lift up the toilet brush, you see all the water drains out. And therefore, it's not being trapped inside. Maybe there's no issa schita inside there. So the chayra on a normal toilet brush, I mean, obviously depending how stiff it is, but generally the normal toilet brushes that we have are quite stiff. The bristles are quite stiff. And therefore, generally speaking, to use that to wipe the basic issa is not so. All right, wait a second.